Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. This podcast is all about helping you work with the energies that are in the cosmos right now, helping you understand the best and highest ways to work with these energies and to look at the best possible choices for you. We gather every Monday and Wednesday to discuss what is going on astrologically, and I also receive intuitive messages and visuals to help you in your life work with these energies too. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. And this show has been going strong for over 6 years now. And please know that you can always go back into the archives and listen to any particular topic or show that is calling to you now. I leave all the shows free and available, knowing that people find them in the right time for them. If you are looking for more support as a healer, author, spiritual teacher, expert guide, you are doing your mission, you know who you are in the world, you're here to really make a difference, whether it's through the awakening, ascension, or spiritual work, please check out mollymccord.online. This is a website where I have material, videos, and resources for anyone who is growing their business. And this information is designed to really support you, get it out there, to make sure you have a solid foundation, and to help you know some answers to tough questions or topics. So please check out mollymccord.online. And the other website that I want to share with you is ConsciousCoolChic.com, which is where you can find information about my 12 books, astrology sessions, spiritual teaching, consciousness, including the 5 types of consciousness and how we continually spiral up and down between these 5 types of consciousness. So in today's show, we're really going to talk about Venus retrograde and how it's really important from now until December, yes, December 19th, in fact, to be aware of the Venetian energies in your chart and in your life. That's because Venus is going to be going retrograde starting October 5th. Now, that is based on a 3 p.m. Time zone here in the East Coast of the United States. It could be October 6th, depending where you're located. Venus is going to station retrograde at 10 degrees of Scorpio, and she is going to be in retrograde until November 16th, where she goes back to 25 degrees of Libra. She will then station direct, and then it will be yet another month before she clears her shadow. So we're in this energy now, and the energy is quite... there's tension. There's just tension right now with relationships, and I'm going to talk about that in today's show, as well as give you some ways to consciously work with what is coming up for you, because I think it helps to have a strategy, a way to think about something, so at least you know what to do with it. You know how to move it forward. We're going to talk about that. We just had a new moon in Virgo at 17 degrees, and it had a beautiful trine from Pluto. It had support from Jupiter in Scorpio. It opposed Neptune. It just was a really powerful energy of that Virgo new moon, and every Virgo new moon is really bringing us back to the tasks at hand. That's what Virgo is about, our responsibilities, how we show up in the world, how we take care of ourselves in order to be of service to more people, to other people. And so the Virgo energy is the area of your service, support, your body, your health, how you take care of yourself on a daily basis through the food choices that you make, through your exercise habits such as yoga. It's your health and nutrition. And Virgo is also supporting us in coming back to basics. We come back to what matters to us right now. Now, Virgo is also known as a mutable sign. And each of the mutable signs are transition energies into the next season. So we're in Virgo, and we're about a little over halfway through. The sun is at 17 degrees of Virgo still. And we transition in mutable signs. It's the cleaning it up, bringing things together, and looking at what you've been working with since the summer solstice, or depending on if you're in the southern hemisphere, it would have been the winter solstice. But the solstice was on June 20th, 21st, and that was the initiation energy of Cancer. And then the sun moved into Leo, which is where we get solid in that summer heat. Summer is really on when the sun is in Leo, at least up in the northern hemisphere. And then after the Leo energy comes the Virgo energy, which is about the harvest, about looking at what you have harvested, what has come up, what's come to fruition, and then you prepare for the next season, which is Libra, and that will be the equinox. And the equinox is going to be on September 22nd. And the equinox is always a time of equalness, equal day, equal night, equal periods of light and dark in the sky. So Virgo is our clean up, clear out, figure things out, get it together before we start the next season, which is fall in the northern hemisphere or spring in the southern hemisphere. So it has this sense of, okay, I know that we're in transition. We're meant to be making the most of what stays and what goes. It's shifting our priorities. It's understanding that we can't do everything. So what can we have on our plate and what can we commit to? And the new moon was asking you to really be clear about your current priorities and what you can really do in your physical life. This was a very grounding energy of this Virgo new moon, and it's really coming back to a reality check about your work, your body, your health, your habits, how you spend your time in a day, where you need to make some solid choices. And that's really what is coming up right now too, is that sense of, okay, I need to make some choices for the next season. And a big part of this season is going to be the Venus retrograde. Now, Venus is all about the feminine energies, and she is about how we receive, how we feel loved, our self-worth, our self-value. She rules what we want to receive, how we want to feel loved. And she also relates to money, the money that you make, the money you receive, how you are paid for what you do, for what you offer. And so the Venetian energy is all about our feminine selves. It's the feminine collective, just as Mars is the masculine collective. And we've been talking about Mars throughout the summer as Mars was retrograde and was a big part of some of the eclipse energies as well. Venus is now coming up, and she is taking, it's now her turn to station retrograde, which, by the way, only happens about every 18 months or so. Venus does not always go retrograde. So when she does, what happens is the energy is then gathered inward, where you return to yourself for a check-in on how you are receiving, how you are really valuing yourself, loving yourself, your feminine qualities, what makes you feel beautiful in the world, whether that is physically, energetically, spiritually, or otherwise. Venetian energy is about how we want to be adored, how we want to feel worthy, and of course all of that is an energy source that comes from within you, meaning you set that bar. You determine what that looks like and what that is. And so the Venetian retrograde is when we all get to check in on our self-worth goodies, on our self-love stuff, on our ability to receive, and we have to see, well, how am I doing with my feminine needs, with my feminine energy, which is also the part of yourself that doesn't force things, but doesn't make it happen. It lets it happen. And this is, again, the counterpart to Mars. The Mars energy is where we make something happen, where you're in your masculine, getting things done. Now, the reality is that we all move between our feminine and our masculine energies throughout a day. And this could be highly unconscious. This could be that you are mostly in your masculine during the day when you are taking care of the kids or going to work or getting things done and you have to, you know, go, go, go. And that's also why we get so drained. We, the collective, and this isn't about gender, this is about all of us, we are so in our masculine that we get so tired that our minds can't turn off at night. We are mentally exhausted. We have to remember to take care of ourselves. I actually believe that sitting on the couch and watching Netflix is so important because that is being in the feminine. That is being in that place of I can do nothing except receive from the television or receive through my earphones, like a song, right? It's that part of you where you don't want to have to initiate or activate. You just want to receive. And here, at least in the United States, we live in a culture where the masculine is the prized energy, and that's why there's burnout, and that's why people don't take vacation, and that's why people are stressed. And all this has its health ramifications. It leads to huge issues in the body. All of this you probably know, but we're making these connections here between the astrology and how it shows up in our lives. Well, we're all in our masculine Mars, go, 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 that our lovely, beautiful Venus gets the short end of the stick. And now we are really being asked to give her some care and some TLC because she needs it. And that feminine energy that each of us carries is where we need to take care of our hearts and where we need to listen to what we need to receive. And again, that can be simply doing nothing on a weekend, which frankly, those are some of my favorite weekends where you just do nothing, or at least nothing memorable, and it just feels so good. It's rejuvenating. You feel like you got your mojo back. That is your feminine. That is the Venetian energies that we all need to refuel, and that is part of what's coming up as we enter this next season. Now, we're currently in this energy of checking in with the feminine because Venus just moved from Libra into Scorpio on the, well, I'm going to call it September 9th. It could have been September 10th, depending where you are. So the same day as the new moon. And when Venus is in Libra, she is lovely. It's one of the energies that she rules. She's social. She's a conversationalist. She's objective. She cares about how she looks. She wants to be pretty. She wants to be fashionable. She wants to appear in the way of the feminine energy, meaning she wants to look good. And she is aware of how other people present themselves. She is someone who is quite logical. And she is all about relationships and connections and who she knows and how she can spend time with the right people. And there's this sense of relationships have ease when Venus is in Libra. We like relating. We like connecting with people. We just enjoy that, and there's a flow to it. But then when Venus moves into Scorpio, the energy really changes because she's not at home and she's not comfortable in Scorpio. See, Scorpio energy is really intense, and it's very emotional. Venus is not really an emotional girl. The moon is more comfortable in water signs, whereas Venus is more comfortable in air and earth signs that are really helping her with her feminine expression. Now, it is slightly more complicated than that because Venus, she does well in signs where she can relate to people and where she can feel grounded. And so when she moves into the water signs, sometimes it's like she dips her toes too deeply in the water, and she is not typically emotional. Again, that's the moon. The moon is the feminine emotions, and Venus is more of the physical or the relationship-based feminine energies. So here in Scorpio, she's uncomfortable, and she's actually can be overwhelmed by all of the emotional intensity that Scorpio is capable of. Now, in her highest form in Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio is all about wanting to get to know you. She's about intimacy. She's about honesty. She's about, this is how I feel, even if it's yucky and crappy and I don't like it, but this is how it feels. I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to own it. She wants to probe and go deeper. She wants to know how you feel too. She's all about merging through sexuality, through emotions, you know, through therapy and counseling. She can also, in her highest, be very aware of how other people feel. She can be tuned in to other people's feelings. And so there are good things to know about Venus and Scorpio, because that's how we can focus the energy and really get to the heart of something. So, for example, you could find that it's time to have some type of heart-to-heart conversation with a love interest, a partner, a relationship, even a friendship, because Venus is about women, so even a girlfriend, about how you really feel, about a vulnerability, about a fear. Because Scorpio is our fears. And it's important to understand this, because where this energy goes is into our emotional fears, which are, I am afraid you're not going to love me. Scorpio is about loss. Scorpio is about death and how something has to change. And so Venus in Scorpio is afraid of losing someone. She's afraid of the loss. She's afraid of what will be lost. And yet the wisdom is understanding that nothing is ever truly lost. It changes form. Or you're meant to really get some deeper wisdom and understanding from what your heart was telling you in that connection. So Venus in Scorpio is showing us, okay, there is deep emotions coming up here that I'm supposed to transform, I'm supposed to know more about, I'm supposed to look at. And I'm supposed to feel that it's safe to do so. Venus and Scorpio will be able to say, I'm afraid of this. This is how I feel, but I know that I'm strong enough and I'm powerful enough to move through it. One of my best friends back in college had a number of planets in Scorpio. And I always admired her ability to talk about what she needs in relationships and what her fears were. And that was her Venus in Scorpio. And she would say, oh, I'm just so afraid that I'm going to be dating this guy and that he's not really going to love me for who I am and that, you know, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And she would just be able to put it out there, what her fears were. And it was just a way to basically move the energy through her heart and through her head as well. But that's Venus in Scorpio. When you relate at an intense, deeper level. So it's good to know the best and highest expression of this energy, because typically when it is unconscious and unevolved, it shows up in the lower forms. And this is where things can get yucky, because Venus in Scorpio can be a straight up bitch and can be really difficult, because if she doesn't feel safe, she's looking for the power, the control, the manipulation, how to emotionally manipulate, how to get what she wants through clandestine means, meaning through secrets. Scorpio always has secrets, through back channels, through what is done in the cloak of darkness is Scorpio energy too. It's hiding something so that you get away with it. It's behind the scenes. You're hoping nobody notices, nobody sees it. So Venus in Scorpio can do a lot of energy and emotional work behind the scenes to get what she wants, to feel powerful or to feel loved. She can do so in a way that is deceptive, and there can be power struggles. And all of this is important to know because Venus is now in Scorpio and is squaring Mars. Mars is about to go back to 0 degrees of Aquarius, and that happens, well, it's like within hours of me doing this show, so let's just say September 10th, and September 11th, depending on your time zone. And it's the energy of the square is, I want something and I can't get it. There's tension, there's discomfort between the masculine and the feminine. This is within us and this is outside of us. And this square between the masculine and the feminine can make you frustrated, can make you angry. You can feel stuck because Scorpio is called a fixed sign, which means it focuses, it's reliable, it doesn't budge, it doesn't move, it's going to get something done and stay with it. And that's the same with Aquarius. Mars in Aquarius is the mental, cerebral energies of what we are making and creating, and we stick with it. We say, I'm going in this direction. Venus in Scorpio, she feels really emotional, very passionate. Passion is a Scorpio word, an all-or-nothing passion of I want this, I'm going to go for this. So there's a tug-of-war. There's a tug-of-war between the masculine and the feminine. And then, oh, but wait, we're not done. The other element at play is that both of these energies are working with Uranus at 2 degrees of Taurus, another fixed sign. Another fixed sign that's really triggering what you believe you are worth, what you believe you can have, what you believe is important to you. And this energy is retrograde, so it's stirring it up internally. It sets up what's called a T-square. This is when three planets are in a locked place of tension. Venus is opposing Uranus at 2 degrees, exact on September 12th and 13th. Oh, excuse me. Exact, yeah, the 12th and we'll call it, it just depends on your time zone. So we'll call it 12th, 13th, 14th. September 12th, 13th, 14th. It'll be exact on the early mornings of the 13th, Thursday, September 13th. This is understanding that there's some kind of tension or face-off about money with women, with what you believe, with what you want, and what other people have. There's a sense of, I want that. How do I get that? How do I make that mine? It can be very standoffish. And then you bring Mars into the equation, and Mars is going to be hitting that same point. He's going to be right there in the conversation, but then he's not going to trigger it until September 20th and 21st. So something within you is unsettled, and then Mars comes through later on in about a week or so later, and really lets it out. Like there could be that sense of anger, frustration, something physical, yelling, upset. I mean, there's tension here throughout the middle of September in some relationships where you feel like you want something and you don't have it. and that you want something to happen and you're trying your best to perhaps assert yourself or make it happen, and it just feels like nothing's budging. This is in the collective. It's not just you. This is something that's coming up for everyone because we're undergoing a huge value shift, which begins internally. Even understanding that if we were to look at it in terms of money, you could make money in ways you didn't think you could, but do you believe you're worthy of that? So it brings up abundance. It brings up what type of abundance are you able to receive? And then Venus in Scorpio, well, she'll be looking at what other people are doing, because Scorpio energy can be, it goes into comparison, and that's where it can get jealous. So you could see someone else doing something and you could be jealous of them, or you could want what they have, but you don't really believe you're worthy of it. But understand that that's what's coming to your awareness, is that underlining belief around what you believe you're capable of creating in your life. And so this is why we then call in the spiritual perspectives, because if you understand that you're a limitless energy field, you are connected to a higher source, you are supported and loved just for being here in your human suit, and if you could connect to that place, it helps to shift any limitations in your belief systems. Some of this does require deeper energy healing and energy work, which can be supported through past life regressions, Akashic records, shamanic journeying, anything that works with where the energy originated in your soul's history and how to clear that out. That's also strongly recommended. And then one more piece of this equation that's happening in the middle of September is that the North Node in Leo is at 3 degrees, moving to 2 degrees. And it's also in this conversation between Venus in Scorpio, Mars in Aquarius, Uranus in Taurus, and then the North Node in Leo, which is saying follow your heart, follow the light of who you are, follow. Even if it's uncomfortable, the North Node is where we're stretching and learning and growing. Your creative self, follow the new courage and confidence that you've been working with since the middle of 2017. Follow that too. So you have a four-way standoff, and this is not easy. There's energy going in four different directions. And it can be confusing. That's why you can feel stuck. You're like, what do I believe? Where do I go with this? Well, one thing you can look at is that we're reworking our feminine selves, and these planets have support through other planets. So, for example, Venus is going to be making a sextile to Saturn at 2 degrees of Capricorn. That is maturity. So Venus, the feminine energies within you are going to get some type of stability through maturing the energy, through getting out of your own limitations or where you think it's stuck or where you're too focused on other people, where you're too focused on perhaps something that's not yours. And then she's going to sextile Saturn on September 13th. And this is about, again, where do I need to focus my energy and really be grateful for what I have and not focus on what other people have. So the Saturn energy here is important because it's reminding you that you have to follow your path, come back to your desk, come back to what's in front of you, focus on what you're building, where you're going, and don't be distracted by other people. It's really not going to serve you. Then we have Mars who's receiving a supportive sextile from Chiron in Aries, which is reminding you that new parts of yourself are being birthed and coming through, that this is truly a new chapter. This is truly something around staying in beginner's mind about yourself and not being too locked in to what has to go or what's been completed. The energies are reminding you basically to come back to yourself, to tune out other people's choices, options, possibilities, whatever, because that is not where your power is. It's within you, and it's coming back to that. Now, the visual I was getting about all this was that I was seeing three shades of green in a circle, but it wasn't just a circle. They were spheres, and they were concentric spheres. So let's just call them concentric circles. And on the outside of the circle, it was a bright apple green. Then the next circle in was a darker shade of green, and then the very center of the circle was a dark evergreen green. So there was these three shades of green, and the energy felt gorgeous. Like, it just felt so fresh and even kind of raw, if you will, and very grounded, which would make sense with all of the earth signs now. So I'm getting the visual of the sphere with three different colors, okay? And what this represents is the energy of growth. How to intentionally grow something that comes up and is stuck and is blocked and it's frustrating and you're angry and you don't know what to do with it. How do you do that? And that could be something within yourself, within a relationship, within a situation. You know, how do we energetically move through these periods when especially the relationship energy can feel stuck? So the visual I was getting is that you imagine this sphere with the three green colors, light green, medium green, dark green, and you take wherever you're stuck, okay? Now, that could be something symbolic. It could be, for example, a place in your heart. It could be a conversation you had. It could be in your head, an idea, something you want to get off the ground, whatever it might be, wherever you're feeling this tension. And what we're meant to do is to put it into the middle. It's almost like imagine it in your hand, and you put it into the middle of this sphere, into the darkest part, the darkest green, okay? And it's a gorgeous green. Again, that evergreen, amazing, I mean, all the amazing colors that nature can make. It's like that kind of a green. And the purpose of visualizing it going into the middle of the sphere is to place it there with the intention of growth, as in, please show me where this part of my current experience needs to grow. It's kind of like a little greenhouse, it's a little sphere greenhouse, and you're putting the issue, the topic, anything that it is for you inside the middle of that sphere greenhouse and saying, please show me how to grow this. And you're meant to let it sit there in this beautiful, safe space and let it go, like remove it so that you're not holding it. And it's meant to grow there so that you can see a new way of moving through or growing through something that you hadn't seen before. And that can be an intuitive feeling. That could be a dream. That could be a message you hear or something that's said to you in a conversation. Because when you set that intention for growth, what it does is it allows whatever is stagnant or stuck to be set free. It's sort of like finally, it can grow in and sprout new buds or sprout a new flower or a new stem or a new leaf, right? It has the ability to change form. So you look at, okay, this within me, and again, it can be within you. It could be something stuck in your head. So visualize that you're putting it in your hand and then you're putting it in the middle of the sphere and you're saying, please show me how to grow this. Because when you do that consciously, then the energy is being watered and being granted permission to grow, and you're setting it free, and you're saying, okay, this isn't going to stay stuck anymore. It's going to grow. And that's really important right now because the Venus retrograde in Scorpio can get really fixated on power struggles, on the emotions that you spin in. I mean, you spin, and that's why you can't move out of any kind of jealousy or rage or resentment or anger or hatred even. I mean, there's like deep things we can spin in, right? And Venus, she really doesn't like that. She doesn't want to go into kind of this deep underbelly of stuff. But the purpose is to find what is ready to grow. And what you're doing is taking it out of the cave of Scorpio. So Scorpio is a dark, it's magical, but it can be dark. And it's taking it out of that stuck, deep cave and bringing it into a new energy field where it can grow, where it can have some fresh insight, some fresh light. And that's really our task. And what we're doing is understanding how that pertains to each of us. It's looking at what parts of yourself do you not like? Oh, because now I'm feeling shame. Scorpio also connects to shame. The shame about something you've done, the shame about who you were, the shame about what you said or how you acted. You know, there's parts of our lives where we all have generated shame unconsciously about something we've done, and we can hold that against ourselves. And Brené Brown has written wonderful books on how to work with guilt and shame and how these are significant in our lives and that we need to move through them. I believe that Brené is also a Scorpio, and so what a wonderful use of her Scorpio energy to dig into these emotions to help us all find the wisdom of the emotions. And that's what Scorpio does. You find the wisdom and the truth of how you feel. And in Venus, we're looking at how we have withheld love from ourselves, but we thought it showed up as other people, or it did show up as other people, because Scorpio is about other people and what you share with other people energetically, intuitively, physically, financially, what you share with other people and how your perception of what they're withholding from you is only showing you the love you're withholding from yourself. And that is the work of our Venus retrograde from now until the middle of December, specifically December 19th, which is when Venus will then be at 11 degrees of Scorpio and clear her shadow. And she stays in Scorpio until January of 2019. Let me get you that date. I didn't have it here in front of me. Because that means we're going to still be working with this until January 7th, 2019. So there's a deep, huge healing of feminine energies in the collective, of the shadow feminine, the dark feminine, the dark sisterhood, I mean, it can go to some really dark places, and I don't want to talk about that because I feel the energy change, and I don't want the energy to go down that cave. But we're going to keep talking about this in the weeks ahead. I just want to give you a way to work with what's coming up. So again, if you've realized that you're holding shame, you're holding a lack of self-acceptance about a part of yourself, like there's a part of you, and it's like that quiet part of you. It's not something that you maybe tell people, because again, Scorpio has secrets, and it is private, and it's the private parts of you that you don't like. And none of that feels good to admit to ourselves, especially at first. And especially if you've been on a spiritual path or all the self-help stuff, because you're like, oh, I love myself, and you're working on all the ways you love yourself. But underneath that, you know it's because you found all the ways that you were uncomfortable with yourself, or you denied yourself, or you were just coping to get through. Well, this energy of the retrograde is asking us to say, you know, when I take a quiet pause, and I consciously love myself, and I consciously listen, I can hear that there's parts of myself I really don't like, or maybe it's a habit you have or an emotional response. All of that is coming up for each of us to own and to look at, to work with, but it's going to feel uncomfortable. The other part of the Venus in Scorpio is, again, loss. Scorpio is typically the sign of something dying and being taken away, and it can be very emotionally intense, and it's meant to transform you, though. And so that's another part of this, is that you realize you had to lose something to really understand what love was. That's part of the Venus in Scorpio in retrograde. You had to lose something to realize its value, or you had to go through a really intense experience, and that's when you got to the truth of something for yourself. So it's quite intense and deep, but it also is meant to be a purging, and it's going to be in the collective until January of next year. So we will keep talking about this, and the energy's in play now, and I hope that the visual of taking that part of you, or taking that issue, the circumstance, that relationship, the shame, the lack of love you've had for yourself, just holding it in your hand and visualizing it going inside of the sphere where it can grow and change into something new. I hope that helps give you a peace around this time of this process, and a way to understand that everything is meant to keep growing, and we have to make that choice. We have to let a part of ourselves be complete in order to keep moving forward, in order to understand what's best for our next step. So this is all the feminine energies in the collective for men and women, and it's going to be working with our finances, with our sense of self, with what we want, what we value, how we receive, how we feel love, how we feel a lack of love. So we'll keep talking about this, as I said, and I'll share more with you in Wednesday's show, which will be on September 12th. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining me. I hope this has been beneficial for you right now and on your path, and just to give you a heads up that relationship tensions are at play throughout the middle of September, but if you can consciously work with them and give yourself time to come back to center, it will help. It will help with all of it. So thank you for joining me, friends. I appreciate you. I appreciate you connecting. Also on YouTube, I've just been uploading this podcast to YouTube, and you can find it as well on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, and anywhere else that podcasts are distributed. Thank you so much, and I'll see you back here Wednesday. Take good care.